can only mean one thing, and that one person and one person only is with us, Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Steve, good morning, or to you, good evening.
Yes.
There. Welcome back. Always great to have you here. Some good news coming out of the Olympics. The American women's hockey team is playing Canada for Olympic gold. How great is this?
In a rematch. In an epic rematch. Yes, they had a spectacular game over the weekend, and the Team USA women shut out Finland 5-0. The goalie blocked all shots on goal, and they will be going home either with a gold or a silver medal. They're going to be playing Canada in an epic rematch here in the Olympics, and that's going to be an exciting night.
And how are the men doing?
Well, they didn't get eliminated. That's good.
Is that where the bar is at this point for the men? They didn't get eliminated.
They have not been eliminated. They're still in contention, so that's a good thing. They, the NHL did not allow its players to participate here. The team owners did not want to alter their schedules, and they have investments in these players and in their teams, and it's a business. And they said, this time around, we're not going to have our stars, on the ice in the Olympics, and we need them here playing for us. So the team for the United States is made up mostly of college players and players who are in European leagues and secondary leagues in the United States. The college players have been really giving it their all. They've pulled the most spectacular, impressive stats on the team so far. So they're hanging in there, the men.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but our men's national team has never won with the professionals. The last time they won gold was the Miracle on Ice in 1980, and they were professional players.
This is correct. You're right. Yes. So
we don't need those professional players.
we don't need
stinking NHL players.
The problem is when you let in the pros, Canada winds up dominating. it's a double-edged sword. So, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the United States has advanced, defeating Slovakia 5-1, but the men are off to the quarterfinals, which is nice. So let's see. Maybe they can hold on. Tell us, what else is happening at the Winter Olympics? What has been happening there?
So this morning was a big morning. It was last night for you for ice dancing. The only sibling team in American history to win a medal were out there on the ice, Alex and Maya Shibutani. They won a bronze medal in ice dancing. It's only the second time a sibling pair has won a medal in this competition. It happened once before in 1992 with a French team, and it was a very emotional experience for the two.
It's incredible. I don't think that anyone would have expected it of us. I know no one expected it of us, but we've always believed in ourselves, and we've always dreamed that this was possible, and we knew we had it in us.
It's incredibly special, and along the way of our career, there have been a lot of people that have told us that maybe we shouldn't do it, or that siblings shouldn't be a team, but we believed in ourselves, and we accomplished this together, and I'm so proud of all the work that we've done.
So a very emotional night for them, emotional morning for them, rather, here in Pyeongchang.
Yeah, what are they calling them? The Shib-Sibs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's talk about yet maybe another Russian doping scandal. Apparently, there is a curler who has failed his drug test.
Yeah, they're performing. We should have had the results already from this second test, a test of a second sample. And for some reason, we haven't gotten the answers yet as to whether or not the second test also came back positive for meldonium, which is a substance that Russians were known to be taking in the past. It was banned in 2016. It supposedly increases blood flow. Why would a curler need to dope? Yeah. Everybody wants to know. He claims that he was sabotaged, and we are awaiting more results. But this could impact
sabotaged.
The more... Yes, you've never heard a Russian athlete say that before, right? So you have this situation where the International Olympic Committee was considering allowing the more than 160 independent Russian athletes here to march in the closing ceremony under the Russian flag because they have been behaving themselves and they've been performing like stellar athletes. And now IOC spokesman Mark Adams said that might be reconsidered.
In terms of what impact that will have in the closing ceremony, the behavior of the team in general and other aspects will be taken into account by the IOC through the invitation group.
So in other words, the committee that decided which athletes could come here, they will look into this depending on the results of that second test and decide whether Russians can march under their flag. It's a little weird here because you've got all of these Russian fans in the spectator seats dressed in the Russian flag and cheering on their team. But it was supposed to be this punishment for Russia. And now they're thinking about allowing the Russians to march it under their flag anyway.
What a bunch of squishes. I mean, it's like they're just rolling over. And to your point, how does doping help you in curling? How does it even assist you?
Nobody knows.
Maybe his excuse works. Somebody slipped and hit him with a needle.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he's the sweeper of the team in the mixed doubles, so he does most of the rigorous sweeping throughout the competition. And you got to stay alert. You got to keep the blood flowing. As anybody who's ever swept their kitchen floor knows.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, Steve, be careful. Stay healthy, because apparently norovirus yes. making the rounds. And
watch out for needles. They're just falling all over the place.
Yes, exactly.
I was out eating Korean street food today in Pyeongchang. You mean I shouldn't be doing that, huh?
That's probably... You might want to rethink that. Steve Kostenbaum, okay. Thank you so much. Have fun.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Steve Kostenbaum, our correspondent in Pyeongchang, South Korea. 743 on WMAL.